For much of last year, U.S. meat exports were slowed by West Coast port congestion resulting from a labor impasse. While that dispute was eventually settled, it took several months before port traffic returned to normal. Last week, West Coast port operators proposed to the Longshoremen's Union that they begin early negotiations on a contract extension beyond the 2019 expiration date. U.S. Meat Export Federation President and CEO Philip Singh comments on these developments in this USMEF report.
I'm encouraged the fact that they want to start talking now, and I think that this is something that we need to do so we don't have the disruptions we had in trade in the recent past. We know this exerted a tremendous toll on our industry here, but internationally it was even more dramatic because every time you redirect a shipment, that means you're working with a customer overseas who's also having to redirect a shipment. And so as much as this was difficult for our exporters, it was also very difficult for the buyers in these markets sourcing the supply. People started sourcing other supply sources other than the United States. In my meetings in North Asia especially, there were many concerns about the reliability of the U.S. as a supplier. That's the key thing. I think that if we can see that there's a willingness to work together, and also depending on what our role the government can have in this type of thing, because I think now there's enough recognition that hopefully there'll be something done in order to mitigate these kinds of problems in the future.
Early contract negotiations are underway for the East and Gulf Coast ports, and Singh says it's also important that these meetings produce results.
When you take a look at what we're doing with the Middle East and what we're doing with Europe and also greater Russia, not so much into Russia, obviously, but there's a lot of new markets that we're developing. So we are actually ramping up more volumes going out of the East Coast than we have in the past. Whether it's the West Coast or the East Coast, anything that would be disruptive is going to exert a toll on our industry and ultimately filter down to the producer.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org. For the U.S. Meat Export Federation, I'm Joe Sheely.